Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Okay, so Chris and Selena, that's hard.
It is. It's like Chris-lina. Chris-lina or like Solis. Like, I don't know. It's, or like you do the last names like
Gomez and Evans.
Gomez. Evez. Yeah, see, it's hard.
It's hard.
What are Chris Evans stands? Like Little Americans? Little Americans.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Herbie, where's your Dodgers gear?
That's a really cute Dodgers sweater.
I know, isn't it?
As a person who grew up with a professional baseball player in the fam, I should be way more invested in baseball.
Do you have a team?
No. My team growing up was whatever team my uncle was on.
Right.
So for a while it was the Boston Red Sox, then it was the Blue Jays, and it was the New York Yankees, and then it was the Astros, and then the Yankees again. So that was like, but then I always just had like a really big soft spot for the Yankees. Like I was obsessed with Derek Jeter. My mom really wanted me to marry Derek Jeter.
Oh my gosh. The lovely Lexi White, who works at a refinery, she has a Derek Jeter tattoo and is like such a Derek Jeter stan that Derek Jeter's wife blocked her on Twitter. Or Instagram.
No. Yes. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I like forgot that Derek Jeter's wife is like that famous, beautiful model or former model. And I was like, oh my God, she blocked you? Like, it's hilarious.
Well, she probably just doesn't want to see people thirsting over her husband all the time.
Yeah. But that's like the entire internet.
I know. Speaking of thirsting about people on the internet, can we talk about the potential of Chris Evans and Selena Gomez dating? Have you heard this rumor?
I mean, I heard it from you, and I'm wondering how Lizzo feels about all of this.
I think Lizzo is spiraling, probably.
Yeah.
I think she has bigger fish to fry because right now she is being quote unquote canceled for supporting Chris Brown. So I think she's probably worrying more about that than like her beloved.
Other Chris.
Yeah, right? So many Chrises. So many Chrises.
So many Chrises.
But my favorite thing about Lizzo thirsting over Chris Evans was that A, that he like engaged with it, and B, the internet deemed their baby Lil America. So they were like, oh, when's Lil America showing up? I'm like, this is the best thing ever. But as someone who stands Selena Gomez, and then as someone who definitely borderline obsessed with Chris Evans, this is the pairing we need, because I feel like Chris, maybe I'm projecting, but I feel like Chris, Scarlett is the one that got away for him.
Mm-hmm.
And as a fellow Scorpio moon, yes, I know this man's chart and I need help because of it, but we are both Scorpio moons. We both have issues with starting families, being afraid we're going to lose our family, stuff like that. I understand why maybe he hasn't started a family, had children, gotten married, all of that stuff. But could Selena be the one? Could Selena be the one?
I also feel like he is, I mean, and I don't know. This is just me like
projecting.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy. And let's be honest, Selena's track record, it's always been bad boys. She yeah. needs someone who can love her and support her.
She needs an emotionally available man.
An adult.
An adult. He's 40, okay? She is what? She's younger than us. She's going to turn, I think she's like 28.
She's mature, like very yes. mature, old soul. So I ship this.
I ship it. I really want it to be real. I really, really want it to be real. But I also, is it because I'm obsessed with both of them? But I think they actually might be a good fit. And my astrologer friend messaged me on Instagram and said that Chris right now is going through some stuff where in the next couple of months he could be getting married or making like big changes with his relationship. So I'm like, oh my God, is he going to fall in love with Selena Gomez and they're going to get married?
Oh my God, I would love that.
Please invite me to the wedding. I would love to be there. She would be a beautiful bride. Let's be real. Can we be a part of that?
Can we like report live?
I mean, can you imagine that wedding literally be like every single famous person known to mankind? Like all the Avengers.
Teen stars.
Yeah. Disney pop stars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be mage.
Steve Martin and Martin Short would be there.
And like who would perform, you know?
Oh my God. I need like Celine Dion performing Ave Maria as she walks down the aisle.
Oh my God.
Like tears, real tears. Chris crying at the altar while Selena walks down. I love that we're fully planning Chris and Selena's wedding. What is their joint couple name? This one's actually hard because I feel like it doesn't lend itself to much.
Was it Jelena? That was Justin and Selena?
Yeah, that was Jelena.
Okay, so Chris and Selena, that's hard.
It is. It's like Chrysalina. Chrysalina or like Solis. Like, I don't know. It's or like you do the last names like
Gomez and Evans.
Gomez. Evez. Yeah. See, it's hard.
It's hard.
What are Chris Stan? What are Chris Evans stands? Like Little Americans? Little Americans? Yeah, and then Selena's. Know. What are Selenators?
Oh, yeah. Selenators.
So like Little American Selenators.
It's too long. We'll get back to you guys if you have any suggestions.
If anyone knows what their couple pairing name could be, please let us
what
know.
What are Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz's? I think about that relationship often.
Little Tatum Avitz's.
Ooh,
little,
I like that.
Little Tavitz's.
Tavitz's.
Little Zannings.
They're just so hot. It's like too much.
Have you seen that picture circulating? Everyone's seen it 100,000 times, but that picture from 2003 where Channing walked in the Versace show where he has a shaved head. He looks very similar to how he looks now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I would have been all over that in 2003. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would have been my drug of choice in 2003.
He continues to be a good looking man. And truly, Zoe Kravitz is so beautiful and they would make gorgeous babies should that be in their future.
They're having amazing sex. Let's be real. Fly on the wall for that one. That's all I need.
Yep. Like, are they doing anything else?
No. No. Why?
They're, like, eating because they need to, like, nourish themselves.
But then, like, when they're in private, it's, like, Bonetown USA all day, every day.
Oh, yeah.
people are entitled to have good sex. If they want to do it, bone the night away and the day away.
I hope that they like are cast in a movie together so that we can like kind of see
the chemistry.
Yeah.
All right. Manifesting it all. Sarah, I need to talk to you about your PRP.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes.
With Dr. Jason Diamond.
So first of all, Dr. Jason Diamond is so kind, so down to earth for being like a celebrity doctor. He has a beautiful office in Beverly Hills, obviously. All of the people who worked there were like very cute scrubs and Yeezys.
Of course they do.
All of them matching Yeezys. That's like part of the uniform.
He's like, you can't work here unless you buy your Yeezys.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's incredible.
So I got the Insta facial, which is like his signature treatment. I mean, he does everything and he works on everyone, but this is a treatment that a lot of his clients get. Sometimes people get it, they recommend like once a quarter, I guess, like every few months, but some people get it monthly, which to me would be a lot. It's custom to each person, but it involves a laser treatment and then they follow it up with PRP. Typically injections, and then if it's not a PRP injection, they'll do PRP and microneedling, or they'll do both. So for me, they did Clear and Brilliant, and then they did PRP injections, and then followed up with the topical PRP and the microneedling.
Wait, so when you say PRP injections, what even is that?
Okay, so it's like the plasma, right?
Yes, yes.
So the whole process took like, I was there for like 3 or 4 hours. It was like a long time. They drew like a bunch of blood for me, which I knew was going to happen, but I didn't know if they were going to draw like as much blood as they did. Because they were like, I hope you're hydrated. I was like, I think I am. You're like not supposed to drink the day before, all those things. So they drew a bunch of blood and then they put that vial in like a centrifuge.
Separated the plasma.
Yep, separated the plasma. So I feel like a lot of people, when they think about like the vampire facial, the first thing that comes to mind is that picture of Kim Kardashian, where he has like the blood all over her face. So this is technically the vampire facial, but you don't have like red blood, like a la Kylie Jenner in her newest launch, all over your face and body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which that was like too much. It's just like the clear stuff. So it's like the goodness that's going to help like boost your collagen production and help your cells regenerate, all of that stuff that you want. So I've talked to like a few other people who've gotten the Insta facial from him, and some have only gotten the PRP done topically. But for me, he and Tammy Goodarzi, who is my good friend from high school, who is like Dr. Diamond's number two, what she does is she helps like talk through like what it is that you want, your skin goals, and then like recommends like what they're gonna do. So she was like, okay, I would suggest like a little bit of the injections around your smile lines and your temples for your postpartum hair loss, because as we know, when we had Dr. Shambam on, she was talking about how great PRP is for hair loss. So did that on my temples, and then they did it a little bit under my eyes, but like near my eyes, and then in my neck. So he was like, they're calling it tech neck. And I was like, that's very kind, but I feel like it's also like aging lines. You know what I mean? Just like the little lines. But definitely, we're always looking down on our phones. We're looking at our laptops constantly. And so that doesn't help. So they're going to inject it. And the goal of everything is obviously to make everything look a little bit smoother, brighter, and tighter.
So this is instead of filler, like this is instead of like a hyaluronic acid filler, they're injecting the plasma into these areas.
Exactly. And it's not going to work the same way as fillers, obviously, but it works in the same way. But it's obviously going to take a little bit longer and you're going to need more frequent treatments, because Tammy was saying like the more you do it, like the tighter your skin looks and feels, which I can only imagine. So it's been a week now since I got it. And immediately after, my skin was pretty red, which is expected. Because of the Clear and Brilliant, I had like, it looked like stubble all over my face, just like black little spots. So I had to wait for that to shed. They give you these like really expensive collagen sheet masks to wear. For four of them, it was like $500. Insane.
No, no.
But it's like an FDA approved collagen sheet mask and it has to be refrigerated. It's crazy. So I did that like that evening, and then for the next couple days, like morning and night. And then a skin nectar product from Elastin, which I had never used before.
Oh, Elastin's a great brand. A lot of plastic surgeons carry Elastin.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's great for like post treatments, post lasers, anything like surgeries, all those things. It's almost to me feels like a silicone based primer. It just like goes on really smooth, but because of the laser, like my skin just like sucked it up. It felt really, really nice. So, and then I didn't wear makeup. Like today was the first day that I wore makeup because I don't have anywhere to be. So I'm finally, after a week, seeing like results. And I actually still have some of the like sandpapery stubble on like the edges of my face, like near my jaw. But my cheeks are definitely like brighter, my forehead, like I feel like my cheeks have been really like red and irritated lately, and they've really calmed down. My neck feels a lot tighter, and like, yeah, my skin overall feels a little bit tighter, but I definitely have noticed just like brighter and smoother. Apparently, like you see the results like over the course of like 4 weeks, so hopefully I'll keep seeing some glowier skin, but so far so good. If you have all the money in the world and all the time, by all means do it every month. But this treatment, it starts at like $6,000, Kirby.
Sarah. Sarah.
Yeah.
That is insane.
I know.
That's insane.
I know.
That is insane. Okay, my 2 cents. You not only did the PRP injections, you got like the collagen sheet masks.
Yeah.
You also got the Clear and Brilliant.
The Elastin, the Clear and Brilliant. And then he did the microneedling after. So it was like, I feel like an additional PRP.
It's like three different treatments.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like three different treatments at once,
mm-hmm.
which could make sense. Like I know that at Facile for the Cool Peel, I think they charge like $1,500 or something to get that done. And
yeah.
You get it like every 4 months or whatever. So I think like that makes sense then if it's three different treatments. But also I think you're also paying for like the Diamond Insta facial.
You are paying for Dr. Diamond.
And he's like doing it.
Yeah. It's not his assistant. It's not anyone from his. And I'm sure that like if you were to see someone else. But I also got the impression that like he really does like he takes the time to work with every patient. And, you know, you want like someone who has a lot of experience, who knows exactly like if I get like a new nose or something, I would save my money and have Dr. Diamond do it.
Does he do rhinoplasties?
He does it all.
Also, yeah. Don't fuck with your face.
I mean,
don't
I'm not going to, but maybe when I'm like 50, you know, we're going to revisit this conversation when we're still doing the podcast in 15 years.
Listen, I said I'm getting a facelift at 39.
Okay. And I saw he did the facelift of the, I want to say she was like the RN, and she looked good.
He did a facelift?
Yeah.
On her?
Yeah. She looked amazing. She was like talking about like all of her kids and like their ages and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, she looks so young.
I feel like he doesn't promote that he does facelifts.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people probably want to talk about the facelift part. So his office is like penthouse suite. And then his operating room is like on the third level. And I think he does a lot of it.
Wow.
We're going to have to get you in too. And he wants to come on the podcast, so.
Oh, I would love to have him. Who was Dr. Jason Diamond on Dr. 90210.
Mm-hmm. So I was talking to Tammy because I feel like, you know, he's been doing it forever. He was on that show, but it wasn't until maybe the last like 5-10 years that he's gotten really famous. And it definitely like the Kardashians talk about him a lot and love him. Chrissy
goes all the time.
Yeah. He's just like a very well-respected, trusted person in the industry. I'm sure he's done a lot of famous faces that we have seen and maybe don't know about. Because Tammy was telling me some like tea. There are a lot of doctors in Beverly Hills and also outside who claim that they have done his patients. Like will post about his patients and say that they've done like the work that he's done. Isn't that crazy?
I think that happens probably all the time. Because I know a plastic surgeon who works on a lot of bodies
mm-hmm.
does not get the credit that actually does the bodies.
You have to be like so low to like take credit for someone's face or body that you didn't do. Like, why do you even have to do that?
Yeah, absolutely insane. That's why you got to be careful about Insta doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that they actually did the work. Like, one of my favorite plastic surgeons based in Southern California is Dr. Amir Karan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like him and Dr. Jacano are like two of the best facelift doctors like in the entire country. Dr. Jacano's based in New York. And you can go to their page and see like their before and afters. Like all they do is show their before and afters. And it's like very clear what their work is and what their specialty is and what they do. You just got to be careful. Like obviously Instagram's great for recommendations, but like you really have to do your due diligence because there are doctors that are not board certified, that have had their licenses revoked, that are very, very popular, that if you do a quick Google, you will find. Just saying.
You guys, do some reverse Google image searches if you are shopping around for work and looking at before and afters, because that's not regulated.
Also, I just want to say, y'all, like, we do talk about plastic surgery on this podcast. We talk about treatments and injectables. By no means do we think that this is like a necessary thing.
Oh,
and
no.
That it's something that you need to do by any means. That being said, we also, I just personally, for my own self, I am very interested in these types of things.
To each their own. Like, we would never shame anyone for doing something or choosing not to do something, and we support everyone in their journey, whatever that may be. I mean, it was my first time getting anything injected into my face, even though it was my own plasma, but it was fun.
Okay, well, I was very interested in how it went because I was like checking your Instagram stories to be like, what's next?
And then like I sent you that really scary photo of me where my neck was like beet red.
I know. I'm like, ma'am,
are you okay?
Do you need help?
Yeah.
I really want us to have a TV show that is similar to what Kirby Tries was, except we just go and get treatments and talk about the experience and like show off not only different types of treatments, but like different cultural ideas of beauty. And like,
yeah,
we can go deep on the Insta doctor thing and be like, okay, this is why you have to be careful. You know what I mean? I want to have a little TV show like that. We got to figure that out.
I was going to say, I can't believe that you never went to see him for Kirby Tries.
We saw a lot of people, but you know what? Even at that time, even like 2017, like he was like obviously a great doctor and popular, but he wasn't on the level that he has been the last couple of years.
Yeah. Shall we talk about what's on my bod?
What's on your bod? What's on your face? What's on your bod?
Just a real quick shout out. I went to the lovely Deicide day they had for Playa earlier this week. They rented out the penthouse suite at the Sunset Tower, and I had never met Shelby before, which was crazy. And she is the founder of Playa. She was like, I love Kirby. I miss Kirby. I would love to see her.
Aww.
So we'll get together soon. But Playa, they had this event to celebrate two new launches. One is the Playa Everyday Body Wash, and then the Ritual Body Serum is the other product.
You are obsessed with body products.
Yes, I am obsessed, but I have to talk about this. I really think you're going to love it too. I feel like we've been talking about, and I've been talking about, a lot of body products that are focused on exfoliating. There's a lot of acids in them, talking about my KP. But I like that Shelby launched with a serum. It is not similar to like the Necessaire serum, or I can't remember who else has a serum. Anyways, it's almost like I don't need a lotion when I use it. It's super nourishing. It's very lightweight. It absorbs really quickly. It's got vitamin C in it. It's got hyaluronic acid in it. It's got tiger grass.
Ooh, tiger grass.
Grass, which is known as cica in some of the Korean beauty products, which helps to like calm inflammation and reduce redness. It helps tone, allegedly. And it's just like one of those like great ingredients to have. You're supposed to use it on dry, cleansed skin. You can mix it with a lotion. I found that it could cause like pilling if you do too much of the serum and like a very like hydrating lotion. So I would suggest applying the serum first and then letting it dry and then applying a lotion. But aside from all the incredible ingredients in it, the smell, Kirby, it smells so freaking good. I kept trying to like figure out how to describe it, and they didn't like list any notes, and I'm so bad with fragrance, but I feel like it's almost like Donna Karan's like cashmere mist vibes.
Ooh, okay.
It's like very rich but it's not like super strong and it doesn't smell like artificial or anything. The cashmere mist has like jasmine and lily. It's like that vibe. It just smells so delicious. So I think that you would really like it.
Is it like an oil?
It is. Like a, it's like a serum that you would apply.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's kind of like a gel consistency.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then it hydrates. I've been like applying it on my hands and my arms as well. I wish you could smell it.
I will say I love the Necessaire serum because sometimes I want to make sure I have moisture or hydration, but then like I need to put on clothes and sometimes, you know, like lotions just, they don't feel that great underneath clothing.
Yeah.
So I feel like my standout product from Necessaire is the serum. Seeing the consistency mm-hmm. of Playa's Ritual Body Serum reminds me a lot of that. So I feel like I would be more inclined to try this. I was looking at all the ingredients. So in addition to like the vitamin C and the hyaluronic acid and the tiger grass, it does contain lactic and glycolic acid as well as niacinamide. So you are getting like that sloughing of the dead skin, which I think is great.
I think it's like very gentle.
Yes. And it has 3-O-ethyl ascorbic acid, which is a more stabilized form of vitamin C. So if you feel like when you use L-ascorbic acid, your skin just like freaks out, mm-hmm. you know, your body tolerance is probably higher than your face tolerance in that, this case. But I love that they did include the 3-O-ethyl ascorbic acid instead because it is a more stabilized form of that particular ingredient. So
yeah,
this looks like a home run for me. Yes, it does say that there's fragrance or parfum in it, but it's like lower on the inky list. And as we have said in the past on this podcast, fragrance may irritate some people, but it's not a guaranteed irritant for everybody. So,
and I love it.
I love it too. I need my body products to smell good because yeah. it encourages me to keep using it.
Like I want to smell myself. And on the bottle, it says works best when used after our Supernatural in-shower body moisturizer. And that product has not come out yet, but Shelby was teasing it and was really excited about it. So.
The images on the website, though, like this woman is rubbing it on her ass cheek, essentially, and I'm very into it.
I know.
I'm like, get on my bod. Okay, well, it looks great. It is $38, and it's a big bottle.
It's a big bottle. It'll last me a while. And if you are curious about, you know, how it smells, but you don't want to invest in the big one, they are selling like mini sets that are available soon.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can try the body wash, the serum, and then this in-shower body moisturizer that comes out.
Yeah. If you've ever tried to apply a hair product, they smell great. It reminds me of Southern California. It's like, it feels like very beachy, very LA. So I can't wait to try this and smell it. It sounds awesome. Okay, let's talk about some headlines.
So, according to the internets, Ellen DeGeneres is throwing her hat into the skincare game. Shocking, I know. And according to the press release, she is launching it with a friend who is a quote-unquote beauty industry pioneer named Victoria Jackson. Together, they are launching Kind Science, which is an age-positive skincare brand that's clinically effective and safe for most sensitive skin. So that's all we know. We don't know what products they're launching. We'll be learning more next week. Kirby said that Ellen talked about this on her show. We got some press releases for a press event that they're having. But yeah, let's unpack this a bit, Kirby. Who is Victoria Jackson and why is Ellen coming out with a skincare brand?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying this new thing where I'm like not trying to be so critical of everything and everyone. So part of me is happy to see a woman in her 60s doing skincare, right? I'm actually really curious like what that looks like. But at the same time, there's a disconnect for me because I remember when she was CoverGirl and like that didn't make much sense to me either because it was like, yeah, she wears makeup on her show, but like
never talks about makeup. Doesn't talk about skincare. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do it at home. You know what I mean? Like when you see Ellen and she's at home, she's just barefaced and it's like whatever. So for me personally, I know the internet is not real life. So she has a huge fan base that watches her show and I'm sure will be running to get these products. As a celebrity, it makes sense in, as a business decision. I do like that it says that the press release said, you know, clinically proven, also gentle for sensitive skin. I think that those are two things that I personally look for. I want products that are not only effective, but like most people, if not everyone, can use, right?
Yeah. I'm curious about the language of age positive, which, you know, obviously we love and support. But when a brand says that they're age positive, to you, does that mean they're not going to have any products to get rid of like fine lines and wrinkles? Or do you think it just means that they're going to be like careful with the language they choose when describing like what a product does?
Yeah, I wonder if maybe that means they just are like not going to use the word anti-aging, mm-hmm. but there are products to help you quote unquote age gracefully. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, products that include retinol mm-hmm. or like a glycolic acid. I really am curious what products she is offering. I am more, and I don't mean to sound, maybe I just sound ignorant and I should know who this person is, but beauty pioneer Victoria Jackson, I have never heard of this woman's brand. Like
the two of us didn't.
Yeah, I did some research on her, like, and guys, like a quick Google, okay? So it wasn't like a fully research situation, but she started off, I guess, as like a makeup artist on Hollywood sets. Her husband is a part of the Guthy Ranker fortune. Like his last name is Guthy. So he's the Guthy. And she has her own brand called Victoria Jackson Beauty that says, you know, it sold $1 billion. We looked up Kind Science. It is a Guthy Ranker brand. It is not currently on the Guthy Ranker website.
We had to go to their like terms and conditions page to see that it links out to the Guthy Ranker website. They're just like very much behind the scenes.
Guthy Ranker obviously did Proactive back in the day. I think that's how a lot of people associate Guthy Ranker. They think of Proactive. Proactive is no longer a brand of theirs. They do work with Cindy Crawford. They do Meaningful Beauty, infomercial, like direct to consumer, you know, postcards, things like that. So I'm curious, does this mean that it's going to be like a subscription-based model where they encourage you to like do a subscription so like every 30 days you get more product? I don't think that J-Lo is like that because J-Lo's also, I mean, J-Lo Beauty is sold in Sephora.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I will say this, y'all, Meaningful Beauty is good. I think sometimes when you think of like direct marketing, you think you're like, oh, this can't be that great. But like the Meaningful Beauty hair products are legit great. I've been using the shampoo and conditioner for a while and I'm like, yeah, this stuff is great. I'm really into it. So when I look at this as a beauty editor and reporter who has seen so many beauty brands be launched.
Approaching things with a critical eye always.
Yes. I need to know more. Do I think that our audience is going to care about this? No, Glams. I don't think you're going to care. I really don't. But we do have listeners that are over the age of 50, and I truly just don't think that they're going to care about this either. I think it takes a really special celebrity brand to break through and makes people actually want to buy it. Rare Beauty is a great example of that. So is obviously Fenty. There are so many makeup brands that are owned by celebrities that I think makes sense. I think skincare is a little bit harder. Like Keys Soulcare made sense because obviously Alicia, the face mm-hmm. and is the face. But then she partnered with a dermatologist to explain like how the products were formulated. And I think that makes sense. You know, skincare is just hard. It's a hard market to break into.
Speaking of Guthy Ranker and Bill Guthy, mm-hmm. during our little Googling found that there was some tea, and this is totally unfounded and just like gossip, but Meghan Markle was allegedly spotted having meetings with him, with Bill Guthy. So could that mean that there is a Meghan Markle beauty brand on the way?
I know I just said it's hard for celebrity beauty brands to break through, but if Meghan Markle has a beauty brand, I will be all in. Like, sign me up, sister. Okay, friends, supply chain issues It's an effing madhouse. It is wild.
Things are stuck in containers out in the sea.
So if you have been trying to buy something online and you're wondering why it's taking forever, example, me trying to buy a spiderweb shirt from Unique Vintage and ordering it via their location in Burbank. And literally this was 3 weeks ago and I still haven't received it. It's because literally it's stuck at the port in Long Beach. There are ships backed up, unable to get through because of supply chain issues and just like the port being backed up. So what does that mean for us as beauty shoppers? It is wild. What that means for us as beauty shoppers is that you need to start buying your holiday gifts or whatever you have coming up like now. If you can't find it in store and you know that you're gonna have to order it online, it's time to start mentally preparing to start getting your shopping done because it's gonna be hard. Like we mentioned this, but you're gonna have to wait weeks for stuff to come in. So apparently Amazon is already starting to offer Black Friday prices.
Oh, yeah.
We had mentioned, you know, that we thought like, what is gonna happen with Black Friday? What is gonna happen with Cyber Monday? I think Amazon's like, yeah, it's affecting every brand out there. So they are already starting to offer Friday prices. I just wanted to throw that out there because if Amazon's doing it, I wouldn't be surprised if other retailers start following suit.
Totally. There's an article that Time ran and it was called Everything is Expensive. And it followed the journey of a stuffed toy giraffe. Basically, it was just like before the pandemic, the cost to ship the giraffe was like, you know, $10 or something like that. And then after it was like an insane amount. There was a part in the article that said before the pandemic, like a company paid $4,700 to send a 40-foot container from China to Texas, which was like a normal rate. Now it's around $21,000. So I've talked to a bunch of people like David Yee and Stephanie Montez about this. And like they are talking about how they have to airship everything, which costs like double, triple the amount of sending it via a shipping container. So yeah, wild, wild times. All that to say what Kirby said. Start shopping now or, you know, DIY your presents.
go in store, see what they have available.
Yeah, shop vintage.
Yeah.
Thrift, yes. Thrifting, guys.
Thrift it. Thrift all the way.
Okay. Last piece of news was submitted by our dear friend, Nadia, who is a publicist. She sent us an email and was like, beauty news. So thanks for the tip. Yeah. JCPenney is launching a new in-store and online shopping platform for the mass market, masstige, and prestige cosmetics. So previously, JCPenney had a partnership with Sephora, and then that is winding down. And so JCPenney is planning on expanding their beauty section and offering a lot more like smaller brands, more inclusive brands. The news has been out for a couple of weeks now. I'm just learning about it. The Glossy wrote this story. So they're announcing over 170 brands that will be included in JCPenney Beauty. It'll be available in store and online, and it'll be officially launching this month in stores.
It says Kimoni Cosmetics, Everyday Humans, CosRx, Handskin, Wander Beauty, Joanna Vargas, Folk. There's Black-owned brands. There's also Makeup Geek, Noonie. Like, this is a very diverse grouping.
Yeah, and then it's in addition to 13 Loon being available to shop in-shop at JCPenney's and online, so yeah, I mean, I'm like very impressed, to be completely honest. Like, I don't actually know whether there's a JCPenney near me and I haven't shopped there in a really long time. I don't really think about like beauty when I think about JCPenney, but this is a very exciting new venture for them.
Oh, this is great. So via 13 Loon, there's brands like Afropic, Gloss Hood, Sundry, Mary Louise Cosmetics, which is great. Vernon Francois, so many. That's awesome. And then the brands curated via Landing International, you know, CosRx, Clean Circle, Common Ground, and Isntree. This is really interesting to me. I actually like that it's a mix of not just, you know, prestige there's Mastige and Mass too.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason why I really like going to Ulta, is because I know I can go in and get like Q-tips if I need to, and then like head over to Benefit or grab some Saint-Tropez. They also have like KKW, which I know is being reformulated right now because of that lawsuit, but her lip liners are legit.
They are. Yeah. So good job, JCPenney. Excited to shop when this launches.
Yeah. And it says it is available this month, and that the 10 store locations that will be open this month are in Davenport, Florida, Dearborn, Michigan, Greenville, North Carolina, McAllen, Texas, Mesquite, Texas, Niles, Ohio, Springfield, Missouri, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Trumbull, Connecticut, and Whittier, California.
Let's take a trip to Whittier, Kirby.
Right? If any of y'all live near one of these and you want to do a little tour for us, make a reel for us, we can post it on our Instagram. That'd be fun.
Yes.
Give us your own tour.
Glams on the ground.
Roving reporter. Roving Glamjolinos. Yeah. Glams on the ground. Ooh.
Yeah. Should we do the hashtag Glams on the ground?
Glams on the ground. Yes.
Cute.
Be our reporters.
That was it for today.
Great. Everyone, we have an awesome episode coming up this Friday with a special guest. We're talking all about teeth grinding, teeth clenching, veneers, lots of dental health talk. So if you loved this episode and you want to support us, the easiest way to do that is subscribe. So subscribe on Apple, follow us on Spotify, leave us a review. I did read a recent review that said, please start talking about more budget-friendly products. Yeah. And you know what, Sarah? I'm taking us to task. In November, the whole month, our wife's have to be under $20. The whole month. Get ready. Her face is just like, wait, what?
Okay.
So
I'm in it.
We can only recommend products $20 and under. Okay, I have some good ones that I have in mind. So
we have to do another CVS episode. That was really fun.
Yes. And here's the thing too, y'all. Like, we do try so many products, but we figure sometimes, like, the budget-friendly ones are the ones y'all are already familiar with. I feel like, for me personally, if I am looking at a product and it's expensive, I want to hear, like, about whether it's worth it or not. You know? Because, like, if it's not that expensive, I'm like, okay, whatever. So, that being said, we hear you, and we will be more cognizant of that in the future. November. Budget-friendly November.
I love
it. Here we go. Budge-ember.
Buckle up for Budge-vember.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.